USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A cold snap is set to hit Ukraine and cause issues for refugees and military personnel. Russian soldiers have been stranded in a 40-mile convoy with tanks and heavy weaponry. Now those stuck outside will have to deal with freezing conditions. This as Ukrainian President Zelensky is continuing to say there is need for a no-fly zone to be declared over Ukraine.
Not me. Don't wait me asking you several times, a million times, close the sky. No. You have to phone us to our people who lost their children and say, sorry, we didn't do it yesterday, 1 week ago.
That audio courtesy of Sky News. One of the reasons that a no-fly zone has not been established is the belief by the United States and NATO that the Russians may deem that a hostile act. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The North Texas rabbi who was taken hostage in a terrorist attack is telling the United States Senate hate crimes are on the rise. Rabbi Charlie Crichton Walker says anti-Semitism has become rampant.
I was taken hostage because of it. This anti-Semitism isn't distant history. This is less than 2 months ago.
The rabbi adding that religious leaders now have to devote themselves to security training. There's a chance your student loan may be forgiven.
The Department of Education said that it has so far identified over 100,000 borrowers who are eligible for student debt cancellation due to changes the agency made to the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program back in October. The cancellations for those people are expected to total $6.2 billion in federal student debt relief. Not all of the eligible borrowers have been notified of their debt relief yet. They're being notified on a rolling basis.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Voters in Georgia give the thumbs down to a referendum.
A Camden County, Georgia plan to build a rocket launch pad for sending satellites into space got rejected by a large number of voters Tuesday in a referendum forced by opponents. They feared the project would pose safety and environmental risks that outweighed any profits. Camden County officials who spent a decade and $10.3 million pursuing the spaceport seemed determined to push on in court. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is refusing to reverse some of their energy policies, like approving new permits to drill for oil on public lands. They're facing backlash over rising oil and gas prices. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is claiming the administration has their hands tied by progressive Democrats on Fox News.
The problem the administration has is they know the answer to this question. They know what the right decision is, but they can't make it because it means going to war with a radical left. And they don't want to do it because they're committed to the Green New Deal.
Those critics are also calling on the Biden administration to allow construction on the Keystone XL pipeline to resume, but the administration argues it would take a long time for the pipeline to start up. The Indianapolis Colts are trading quarterback Carson Wentz to the Washington Commanders. Multiple reports say Wentz is heading to the Commanders for a package of draft picks that include 2 third-round picks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.